The Braves and Brewers combined for 18 runs in Friday's slugfest, and there were plenty more fireworks in store for Saturday. We pick up the action in the third. Freddie Freeman facing Jimmy Nelson.
The 1-2 to Freeman. Swinging a line drive towards left. Moving over Braun. He can't get it with a dive. He knocked it down momentarily. Freeman moving towards second. Here's the throw, not in time. It's an RBI double for Freddie Freeman, and we're tied one apiece.
Leans at first. He'll run. And the pitch. Swinging and a drive to right and deep and big trouble. And this one is gone for Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp has just taken Jimmy Nelson out of here to the Braves bullpen and right. No doubt about that one.
And he's driven in 5 runs with those 2 swings. The pitch, swing and a fly ball, left field line. This is trouble if it's fair. It is a fair ball, and it is gone. A home run for Matt Kemp right down the left field line. And now it's 6-2 Atlanta. The one strike pitch from Malone to Swanson. Line drive down the left field line. If this is fair, it's trouble. It is fair, and it is gone. Dansby Swanson with his 2nd home run of the season. It's a 2-run shot, and now it's 9-2 Atlanta.
3-1 delivery, and it's hit in the air and to right. Did he do it again? I think he did. He did. Matt Kemp just hit his 3rd home run in this game, and it's going to be 11-3. And a handshake from third base coach Ron Washington.
So the Braves out-hit the Brewers 20-4 and cruise to an 11-3 win. Atlanta has now scored 36 runs during their 4-game winning streak. Jaime Garcia lasted 6 innings and earned his 1st victory of the season and his 1st victory overall since last August. Craig Counsell's squad couldn't cool off a red-hot Braves team as the Brewers dropped to under 500 on the season after Saturday's loss. Here's the skipper talking about Jimmy Nelson's rough outing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the last... Tonight was, he struggled tonight. Just pitches up, really. To me, they just left some fastballs up, really. So they're swinging the bats well. I mean, they finished their series in New York swinging the bats very well, and they've come in here and swung the bats very well. So we're catching a team that's got a lot of guys hot right now.
Do you get the sense with Jimmy it's a particular pitch? Is it just fastballs, or is it... The
change up,
anything?
Well, it's, I mean, he didn't throw a lot of change ups tonight, but it's, you know, I mean, it, for every guy, it's going to start with their fastball for sure. I mean, they're going to throw, you know, that's the pitch you're throwing the most, and that's the most important pitch. So, you know, it starts with that.
Why do you think his control goes in and out? Like, he had really good control to start the year, but now he's...
Well, I don't, there was nothing, you know, he threw strikes tonight. He didn't locate well, and he was up a lot for me. But he threw, you know, he walked one guy tonight and faced a whole bunch of hitters. So, you know, it was just mistakes tonight, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of mistakes tonight.
Do you think all 3 home runs to Kemp were just terrible pitches? I know Jimmy's was right down the middle.
I didn't see him. I mean,
you getting a little concerned about your pitching in general? It's kind of been slipping, and from the way it started the season.
Well, we're in a couple guys. This was a rough start here. We started off a little slow last year with the pitching, and they turned out and did a really good job. So. I have confidence in the bunch. They're going to get the ball and have to do the job. So these are our guys. So we need them to pitch well, and we'll keep working on it. You know, there's going to be a rough start for everybody during the course of the year. Hopefully this is one for Jimmy and turn the page and get it going again.
Look like Ryan, kind of the frustration's gotten to him at the end too. Is this I'm sure a frustrating night for a lot of people tonight?
Yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't a strike.
Does it look to you that, like to you, that Freeman is just consciously going against the shift now and just trying to take balls left field, or is that just the way he's been, you know, he's being pitched?
I mean, he got, no, I think he got fisted badly on the one hit, you know, on a two-strike pitch that Jimmy made a good pitch on. The base hit to left was, you know, a pitch Jimmy left down the middle with two strikes. So, you know, Freddie Freeman wants to try to hit singles. You know, there's spots that, you know, you want him to try to do that.
We weren't
shifted in a couple of those situations, actually. And on the base hit, we were.
After the pass ball scored the run, that maybe, I think Travis was still in the game then. Did he go over a little bit and then he hit that number? You know, because when there was nobody on with
that pitch.
Right, but I mean, because the guy had scored from third, he was, you know what I'm saying? Like he was kind of closer to third, and then the pass ball scored the run, then he moved over.
Yeah, I mean, what's the question? I don't think the pass ball changed. I mean, the pass ball, they scored another run, but at that point, there's nobody on and Freeman's up. It's, you know, it's still a 3-1 game at that point. I mean, they increased their lead, but it's 3-1. You're in the game.
The Braves go for the sweep Sunday with Mike Foltynewicz on the hill against Matt Garza for the Brewers.